Macro to manipulate. A majestic opportunity. No one manipulated Scott in any way. He just wanted to step out of the mainstream and do something courageous. He knew the majority of people in the mall thought he was a fool, obviously struck by some mania for recognition. Ever since, the opportunity for a volunteer to do the stunt had manifested itself, however, Scott knew that he would do it. He maneuvered through the crowd anyway to make his way forward to the makeshift tower. When he got there, a group of mainstream lawyers mandated that he fill out several forms required by managerial staff. This was mandatory for them, as it was all that protected them if Scott got hurt and came at them with malice later with the lawsuit. When he had finished signing, Scott greeted the maintenance staff standing nearby. They had built the thing, and he hoped they had done it well. Then he started climbing. When he got to the top, Scott looked around and yelled that the view was magnificent. It was great seeing them all from a macro view. The crowd laughed nervously. Then Scott jumped. He floated through the air, fell through three burning hoops, and landed on a large cushion in the middle of the mall. As he stood up, okay, the crowd thought he looked majestic and roared in approval. They could not maintain silence any longer. Scott was a hero. The next part of the performance, a magic show, continued as he walked back into the crowd. Scott immediately noticed the manifestation of a number of pretty girls at his side. They had noticed the magnitude of Scott's bravery and were fighting for his attention. That had really been his goal all along.
Manna to mattress. The massacre's manuscript. This was the site of the massacre, the guide said as he entered the largest room in the mansion. If you will all look over there on the mantel, you'll be able to see the manuscript about the event. It was just found last year in a mattress. Now some people believe that the tale was manufactured, but several key events have been confirmed in other places. Various neighbouring manors mentioned still exist. Maritime records confirm the storm, and city records confirm all city masquerade ball that followed a marathon. So we believe that it is authentic. I read in a travel manual that the author of the manuscript was the maternal uncle of the captain's first mate, said a massive woman standing next to a beautiful marble statue. He was only one of a few survivors. Yes, there were some notes written in the margins that led researchers to believe that. But the level of mastery of English leads others to believe that someone else wrote this masterpiece. They think that the notes about the first mate were written by someone else. What is this area marked over here? Asked a young woman, who is actually related to the heirs of the mansion through matrimony. That is an investigator's research matrix. He thinks that there are bloodstains there, and he is meticulously taking samples. Now, if you will all follow me, I will show you to the basement where the remains of 56 people have been found.
Mature to memorandum. A new medium. When Barry ceased to be melancholy, people began to wonder. Then he started whistling a melody that sounded medieval. He had always seemed mediocre to women in the office, but something had changed. Barry seemed more mature. Several secret memorandums even passed between a few, challenging someone to pursue Barry. Kathy was the first one brave enough to venture into the maze of his laboratory. She had decided to use any means possible to get a date with Barry, even if it meant walking into the lab that stunk so much from all the materials that were being melted there. What he was melting, she didn't know, but she heard his melodious whistle and walked around a wall to find him. Suddenly, she found herself standing in a beautiful meadow. A medium-sized dog bounced up to her and knocked her down. "Oh, sorry. I'm sure he didn't mean to do that," Barry said when he saw her with a smile. "I was wondering when someone would discover my new secret." "Where are we?" Kathy asked. "Welcome to the first mechanism that uses media to alter the mechanics of perception. You are actually still in my office. But when you walked through a new medium I developed in my lab, you were quickly measured and added to this alternate reality. I added the dog for maximum effect. Did it feel like you really fell down?" "Yes, you mean I didn't?" "Nope, you are actually still standing in one place. The insides of this new world are enormous, but your body never moves.
Menace to microcosm. A mercenary microbe. A quiet meteorologist first noticed the microbe menace. He was doing research on a new bizarre weather pattern hitting the metropolis when he noticed something strange about the mercury used to measure temperature. It was changing colors. He called his mentor in, and they began a messy experiment that eventually showed a micro-mercenary bacterium. They quickly set up a microcosm of the surrounding environment to see the effect of the microbe on animals and plants. It was devastating. They immediately sent a message to the local officials. The officials brought in a scientist to conduct more meticulous tests. They examined the metabolism of the microbe, searched for some methodology to destroy it, and applied all of their mental capacities to finding a cure. They found nothing other than incredibly fast metabolic defense mechanisms. One city official asked what this microbe could do to the metropolitan area. The most renowned scientist answered in a metaphorical fashion that it would merit the end of the world. Not wanting to upset the mentality of the public, however, the officials and experts decided to call for a merger of all research fields to conduct more tests. "That won't be necessary," the meteorologist said. "Look at this chart. The microbe came with this weather pattern that I have never seen before. That pattern is almost over. I would bet my life that this microbe disappears when it is gone. He was right. And the microbe and weather pattern were never seen again, at least not so far.
Middling to mission, a milestone for missiles. The mission was doomed from the start. But the millennium was approaching. And the majority of scientists said that a milestone had been passed in the development of middling missiles. Tests should begin immediately. After a former minefield had been cleared and made to resemble a miniature city, all participants gathered at the test site. It was a mild day with only a minimal threat for rain. But it was perfect for testing. After a flock of migrating birds had flown by, the controller said, T-minus 10 counting, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, ignition. The missile took off. As it soared through the air, everyone held his or her breath. It landed, and a huge explosion shook the earth. After several minutes had passed, the experts stepped out to see what had happened. It was a miracle. The bomb had hit only the building that had been targeted. And there was no debris anywhere. It had been vaporized. But they had misjudged the situation. Suddenly, all of the surrounding structures that mimicked a city collapsed into basic minerals. Luckily, there were no mishaps and everyone was safe. But the scientists moaned in misery. It had failed. The minority, who had always held that it wouldn't work, were arrested and taken away. Several days later, they were released. You misapprehended us. Why? They asked. We had to make sure that no miscellaneous information would get out to the press. The majority replied. This was only a minor failure. We'll try again next year. And we didn't want your complaints to jeopardize our funding. If you say anything in the future, we will miniaturize your stature and end your careers.